All right, and welcome to another Beer for Breakfast podcast. My name is Jason Mahoney, your host as always, joined by the lovely and talented Pam Hewitt.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Pretty good. Just came from a little breakfast.
Got a little brekkie in?
I never eat breakfast.
No?
No. It's like the thought of chewing in the morning grosses me out.
I'm not a big breakfast person either, honestly, if I'm going to tell you the truth, because I did eat some nuts today. I had a handful of cashews for breakfast today.
So. Are those a superfood or is that almonds?
They're saying that like almonds are slightly better for you than cashews, but they're still like almost a superfood. But yeah. Almonds are slightly better for whatever reason.
They're not superfood, just like pretty great food.
They're like, you're fantastic food. Stick with the alliteration there. But I'm glad to be here on this Beer for Breakfast podcast today. Just me and you. We don't have a packed house. And the beer was so bad that we had on the show that we decided to punt on that. Because I didn't want to do the podcast. Honestly, I did not want to do the podcast if we had to drink more of that beer.
No, I get it.
It was just too much.
It's too much. It's 14%.
It's not like bad, like, oh, I'm drinking this and I want to spit it out. It's just like, this is not something that I want to drink on a regular basis.
Right.
It was a bourbon-aged malt liquor, and it tasted exactly like a bourbon-aged malt liquor.
Right.
Like, I was thinking about it because, you know, it's been a long time since I'd reviewed a malt liquor. It's been quite a while. I think it's like 6-7 years since we had it on the show, and Mickey's was the last one. And I'm like, man, I would much rather have a Mickey's right now.
I was just about to say.
I was like,
Mickey's was used to be my jam too.
Mickey's is still, it's like, as far as like crappy beer goes, it's still a pretty good crappy beer, you know? And whereas, you know, the one we were doing this morning on the show, it just didn't hit home. It just had no place. And so, we went to the, our beer archives. And we found a stone. How the hell do you say this?
Patzicala.
Patzicala?
Patzicala.
Red IPA from
Patascala.
Patascala? That sounds like.
Patascala.
That sounds more like a word. I have no idea.
Puxatani.
Yeah. Puxatani Phil. So that's what we're going to be drinking today. We have. I think we might have tasted this when we had Adam from Stone on the program a few months back, but I don't remember.
I feel like we would have remembered it because of that word.
Yeah, I think so too. So, but nice dark looking amber.
Oh, it's on the back. How to say it?
Oh, how do you say it?
Patascala, Patascala, Patascala. While those in the know favor the third pronunciation, no matter how you say it, this is unique red IPA. So, Patascala.
Patascala.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Whatever.
Good beer from Stone, because we know it's going to be good. So that's what we're going to be featuring here on the Beer for Breakfast podcast this morning. But we have to get down to business.
Absolutely.
You had tickets to go see Green Day last night and did not go.
No, I didn't.
How do you pass up a Green Day show?
It was a private show, too. And it was the bleachers opened up, and I liked them, too.
Yeah.
But my buddy's in town for a convention. Obviously, we live in Vegas. We've all crashed a pretty good convention here and there.
Always.
I've crashed conventions and seen The Killers, Imagine Dragons.
Blues Traveler was my last one.
Nice.
Sponsored by Coors.
And the Killers one, we literally snuck in through the back entrance because my friend's boyfriend was a waiter.
Oh, nice.
And just opened up the back door for us. And we were like trying to get our way into the main ballroom. And all of a sudden, I was like, I think we're on stage. And we were like to the side of the stage, and we were like, just stay behind the black curtain. And we just like skimmed our way down to find some stairs.
Yeah.
Anyway, but it was fun. But yeah, so last night my buddy had got me passes to this convention simply because, by the way, it's a cloud computing convention, right?
Okay.
So the money he was telling me
just
that
through the roof, right?
That they spend on this was $50 million.
Holy, for this one convention.
For the one convention.
That's not even that well known.
No. No, no.
Like, I didn't even know there was a convention going on. I mean, obviously, if they're paying Green Day to show up and play.
Yeah. I mean, this is all computers, cloud, I mean, just firmware, software, all sorts of stuff. So I said to my buddy, so what am I here for? And he goes, optimization, volumization. I said, yeah. He goes, embezzling. I said, embezzling? He goes, no, bezzling. I go, that's a word? He goes, big computer word.
What the hell is bezzling mean?
What the fuck do I know? So I'm walking around with this thing just to scan my badge so I got free shit, like a backpack and a water bottle and,
nice.
And a cordless mouse that you could get engraved.
What did you get engraved on your cordless mouse?
Bad MF.
Oh, yeah. Bad MF.
I figured I could only put so many letters, and Pam seemed very boring.
Yeah. It's a bad MF. That's a nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the party was last night. They rented out the T-Mobile Arena.
Because that's cheap to do.
That's cheap to do. And I just couldn't get off my couch, man.
No, just.
Couldn't do it. Couldn't this do is it. How radio jades you. Like, you get jaded.
Like, yeah, because it's like, oh, yeah, we're going to go see Green Day's here in another, like, month.
Right.
You know, and or they were just here 2 months ago. Them,
yeah.
Yeah, and we saw them. I saw. I did meet Billy Joel Armstrong once.
Really?
And down in, where was it? Newport, I believe. We were at some fancy grocery store in Newport buying a liter of Fireball.
Keeping it classy.
Keeping it classy. And then there goes Billy Joel Armstrong. And I'm like, oh, yeah, maybe I should say hello.
Yeah.
I did.
Is he a little guy?
I would say average height. Average height. Not. He's not like a pocket person like Prince or anybody.
Yeah.
But, you know, he was very friendly to my friend. I don't want to bug people when they're like grocery shopping.
Right.
You know, but my friend was already drunk. So it was just like, yeah.
Sometimes you have to seize the moment.
Yeah.
That happened with Bono.
You met Bono.
I met Bono.
At a grocery store? Nope,
in Paris on the street.
Really?
This is, I hand to God, legit story. My boyfriend and I were in Paris. Mm-hmm. This was in 2001.
Okay.
And
right after? Oh, I was gonna
right say. Before.
Okay.
It was in February.
Yeah.
And 2001, so I used to live in Paris, so I was showing him all the places, and so we were going to this one bar, from one bar to another, and I said, do you want to walk or take the metro? And he was like, well, let's walk so we can, like, see the city.
Yeah,
and I'm
yeah.
like, yeah, of course. So it's right, like, in a nice area of town. And so we see these two guys on the corner, and I'm like, dude, that looks like Bono. And he's like, it's not Bono. And I was like, yeah, I know it's not Bono, but it freaking looks like him, right? And then we're getting closer, and I'm like, dude, I think that is fucking Bono. And he's like, I don't know, Pam. That doesn't, he goes, and we get closer, he goes, oh my God, it's fucking Bono. And I'm like, it's Bono. And he was like there with, like, obviously his, you know, one of his people or whatever. And that guy's on a cell phone, and Bono's checking a cell phone. And I was like, what do we do? And he goes, well, we say something. And I was like, okay. So we kind of go up and we're like, excuse me. And it turned around and it was 100% Bono.
Yeah.
Like, definitely.
Like, he turns around and it's and not some,
you know, just, yeah. imposter. It's like, oh, shit. And we were just like, and so,
I mean, yeah, it's Bono.
Yeah, like, that's a big one. And so the guy who's with him kind of looks at us, and we were like, you know, obviously speaking English, and just said, sorry to bother you, but, you know, we've been fans, like, since the early 80s, and you're, like, one of my icons and whatever. And so he was super nice, and he was like, really nice to meet you. And then he kissed my hand.
Really?
Excuse me.
And you never washed that hand ever again.
And he said to my boyfriend, you're a lucky man. And I was like, oh, swoon. I was dying. So he says, enjoy your evening. Enjoy this beautiful city, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so he walks off. We're like, holy shit, we got to call somebody. So we didn't have cell phones.
Yeah, 2001, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like far and few between that people had them. So we see this phone booth, like, right across the street. And we run over the phone booth. And inside there's a big sticker that says, need to call the States? You need to call America? We're like, yes, we do. So we'd call my best friend. We're like, we're not going to believe this. Oh, my God. They're on the phone like, no way. So we're like, okay, this was amazing. How's your trip? It's great. Blah, blah, blah. We got back from the trip. Do you know how much that phone call cost my boyfriend?
How much?
$600.
Oh, my God.
Because you put in some code with your credit card. And it was something like $100 a minute or some bullshit.
$600
got charged on this. I was like, it was worth it, man. We had to let someone know that this was happening.
I mean, yes, but if you only had
Facebook.
An iPhone.
No Facebook.
There's no Facebook, no Instagram, no, hey, can we take a selfie real quick?
Nope.
But a $600 phone call later.
Whatever. It was Bono. So, I digress. But, cheers to Bono.
Cheers to Bono, yes. We will drink the
Pataskala.
Pataskala.
Yeah. Oh,
that's hard to say. All right. Got a nice hop nose to it.
I love the red IPA. I really do.
Kind of got a creaminess to it, like a little creamy.
It does.
Like in the mouthfeel.
It does. But it's got that bitter bite, like
an
IPA.
Oh, yeah, certainly. But it's not harsh, though. It's not harsh.
This is why I love red IPAs, and I could be completely wrong. I'm sure I am. But it's almost like if a brown had a baby with an IPA.
Yeah.
So it has that sort of caramelly note
to
it.
Yeah, there's definitely some hints of caramel in this particular red IPA. And honestly, this is hiding the alcohol very well. 7.3% alcohol by volume, which it's hard to believe that this has got 7.3, which I know in this day and age is not like through the roof, considering that there's, you know, IPAs out there that are 18%, which is absurd at this point, but very, very easy drinking 7.3.
I tell you, when we got a keg in North Carolina for my for my parents' wedding, which sounds strange, but
of course you're going to get a keg for your parents' wedding.
Well, we were down at the beach, and the guy had a pretty decent keg list, you know, and it was just at this like Speedy Mart type place.
Yeah,
and so I'd ordered it online, and we got the Dogfish Head 120 minute.
Which is about 18% alcohol by volume, yes. Exactly.
So when we checked out, there was a woman checking us out, and she's like, you know, this is like North Carolina. She's like, I don't know. I don't see. I just see I see this. It's a dogfish, right? And we're like, yeah. She's like, okay. She rang us up for like the 60 minutes. So we paid like nothing for it. We got literally looking at my cousin like, get in the car. Put it in the car. Like, let's get out of here. So we paid nothing for it. It felt bad, but not really.
But a keg of Dogfish Head 120 at a wedding. Was this the drunkest wedding ever?
It just got weird.
I mean, I could imagine that, like, I mean.
Well, we didn't kill it in that night. We had it, you know, on
ice. It lasted over the weekend at least.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's excessive.
Yeah, we had those things, you know, if you've seen those blow up fish that you can control with remote controls.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That we're flying those all over the house. We're trying to sail it out over the ocean. I mean, everyone's a mess.
But you know, like I said, the fact that you were even able to get a keg of 120 is impressive.
It was
in and of itself.
In the middle of nowhere. So
in some just like small little gas station. I mean,
it's called Stop and Shop, and it's a gas station.
I love the fact that the Speedy Marts here in Las Vegas now are picking up more and more.
Oh my
God,
he's doing a great job.
And even the old crappy liquor stores that used to just not be able to compete whatsoever are starting to finally open up their eyes and like, oh, maybe we should have something more than just, you know, Busch Light.
There's a Terrible's that just opened, a brand new one by my place. And, you know, in the main coolers, it's just like it's traditional stuff. You see like Sierra Nevada or whatever. Yeah. But if you go into their self-serve walk-in, that's what I like to call it, heaven during the summer in Las Vegas. It's like the best place to go.
The greatest place on earth, yes.
Seriously. They have a giant, huge shelving system that's just all craft.
Really?
All locals. Tanea, Joseph James, Big Dogs. I mean, everything, Craft House, everyone that's got cans and stuff.
Which I feel like, you know, now that we're seeing more places like Terrible's, I think there's that one down on, what is that street? Oh God, I'm just having a mind fart. So South Point, what is the street the South Point is on?
Silverado Ranch.
Silverado Ranch and Decatur.
Yeah.
There's one over there that has a beer cave like you described there. So we're seeing more and more of those pop up. And I feel like now that we don't just have, like, you know, even though Corey's is phenomenal and has been for day one, it has been one of the best beer bars, I guess it is a kind of a bar now, but beer stores in Las Vegas. We've got Top Shelf Wine and Spirits, Total Wine, Lee's obviously have their share. But now that we're seeing, like, World of Beer that has popped up, there's another one down off of Blue Diamond. But we're seeing all these smaller, established places that you might not normally see craft beer at have craft beer. It gives us a chance to go get them, because when you knew that Corey's was the only one who was getting this allotment or Lee's were the only ones getting an allotment of these rare beers, that there was we had to fight tooth and nail to get them. Now we could just stumble across them.
And that, like, going by Corey's, I live in Centennial Hills, so it's like,
might as well drive to Arizona at that point.
It's all relative. I mean, in L.A., you would be like across town. Would take you 4 hours.
That's why we don't live in L.A. We live in Las Vegas, we don't have to drive for 48 miles.
But I literally still go like, oh, God, it's all the way across town. It'd be like 30 minutes, but still like, ugh. Then I have to park and walk.
I feel like that's a good thing. Seeing Speedy Mart open up, we've got, just the more outlets. Even we're seeing now a lot of the PTs start carrying, and Rounders especially, too. They have, a pretty good bottle selection.
Yeah.
And so it's good to see these places that are expanding craft beer, because it's only better for all of us.
You know who has an amazing beer list right now?
Who's that?
Bacon Bar. Have you been there?
You know, I've got a story about Bacon Bar. John Manley and I, he used to be a DJ here at X107.5, our old music director, and he and I would go out, and there was a barbecue place up there, John Moles Meats.
Yep.
And so we would go up there on a rare occasion, and then get done, and we would want to go have some drinks afterwards, and Bacon Bar is right there. So we go eat at John Moles Meats. And get done. We're like, let's go. It's like a Saturday. Yeah. And we decide like, okay, let's stop by that bacon bar. We've never been there before. And we're like, oh yeah, it was on Bar Rescue, yeah. Which, by the way, John Tapper gets a huge percentage of your bar if you were on.
25% for a year.
Yeah. That's monstrous.
That's a lot of money.
So we stop in the bacon bar, and it just so happens to be World Bacon Day. So we're like, hell yeah, let's go into bacon bar on World Bacon Day. No bacon.
Come on.
They had no bacon at the bacon bar. And that's at that point, I'm like, I am never going back to this bar ever again.
They were out of bacon.
They're like, no, we don't have any bacon. I'm like, did you sell out? No, we just don't have any bacon. Okay, cool. We'll have a Bloody Mary and we're going to head on down the road.
They've made leaps and bounds, I think, because now you can get Naked City Pizza there, too.
Nick, I do enjoy Naked City Pizza.
Me too.
Not the Naked City Express.
No.
That is out on Blue Diamond at that, I forget the name of the bar that's like right at Rainbow and Blue Diamond.
Moon Doggies? Or not?
It's not Moon Doggies, but yeah. It's like a Moon Doggies yeah. type of place. Blue Diamond Saloon is okay, what it's
okay,
called.
Gotcha.
Which is the smokiest restaurant in the world. I went to go pick up pizza from Naked City Express. I'm like, oh yeah, good pizza in the Southwest, which there's really hardly any in the Southwest. And I walk in there and like everybody's smoking. They have to like open this window, but it's like so much smoke. I'm just like, nah.
Then you just don't even
want
to eat.
I'm like, I don't want to. I know how much smoke is in here. I don't even want to eat this.
Yeah.
This is disgusting.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, even though their pizza is good, it's just not from that particular location.
But yeah, they've upped their game on their beer list for sure. For sure. Yeah. So.
Did they have bacon last time you were there? Even though I don't eat bacon right now, I still expect there to be bacon at the bacon bar. When your name is the bacon bar.
Have bacon.
Put it in everything. Like,
yeah.
Like, seriously. Like,
put it in everything with the option to say no bacon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go.
Absolutely. Let's continue to drink the Pataskala.
I really like this beer. So, reading it, this is where Greg, the founder of Stone, grew up. And that's the name of the town. So, where he grew up.
Oh.
So, he supports the music and arts education programs through the sale of this beer.
Oh, that's very cool.
So I
love what Stone's doing. You know, I know a lot of people have talked a lot of trash because they're getting so big at this point, and they bought some other breweries, and I don't care. Their product has still been phenomenal. They put out, like, one of my favorite beers of the last year is Stone Ripper.
Oh, yeah. You know, well, you and I talked about that. I mean, that's you know, there's a Song of Summer.
Yeah, that's the beer of summer.
That's my Despacito.
That's my Staring at the Sun. Not Staring at the Sun. Walking on the Sun from Smash Mouth
there
from 1998.
Yes.
And Sugar Ray's Fly. That is that is my summer song.
And what was the one about the girls and the...
LFO.
Yeah, LFO.
What was it? Summer Girls? Is that what it
Something
was called?
Something like that. Like Abercrombie and Fitch.
Yeah.
And
my name is Rich. You look like a girl from Abercrombie and Fitch.
Yeah.
You know, he died.
No way.
He did. He did like 5 years ago.
Did he really?
Yeah, it was horrible.
From
he had cancer. It
oh,
was like,
Jesus.
It was, I know. Way to bring it down. But RIP, Rich. So we'll pour some out to you. We will never forget LFO's Summer Girls.
Summer Girls.
Never. Never forget.
Poor little owl. Dang, he died, huh?
Mm-hmm. That was like my super indulgent, like super bubblegum pop.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to annoy my girlfriend with a song in the car.
Yeah.
It's the summer. It's LFO.
I feel like I'm going to play that on the way home today.
And that or maybe some Drew Hill or Cisco.
Oh, Drew Hill.
You know, they Cisco, most famously known for the Thong song.
Uh-huh.
Many, many years ago. I think that was like 2000, 2001.
Yeah.
Just released a new version of the Thong song. And it's an EDM version.
Oh, no.
I don't know about you, but anytime you like decide to like do an EDM version of anything, it's not going to be better.
No.
Never.
No.
Never.
Nope.
And let alone if it's the original artist. Like,
no. Yeah, let someone else do it. So you have that minute where you're like, wait a minute, is this?
Did they sample Cisco?
Yeah, what?
Huh? Is that what's going on here? No, wait, it is Cisco doing a new version of the Thong song? Oh,
dude,
if
they put him on EDC next year, I'm there. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, Burning Man is going on right now.
Oh, my God.
Which,
I know.
Ugh.
Did you see I read an article that they had a private airport set up for the one percenters that they could fly their plane in.
Plane and helicopter in, yes. So that's how you know that festival has completely jumped the shark 100%.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, because I don't want to, like, you know, maybe 20 years ago, 15 years ago, maybe even if you go back as far as 10 years ago, before it started getting, like, massive, massive media coverage. Okay, cool. Like, it's a bunch of really artsy and eccentric people who are going
getting into it, right.
Going out nowhere, because there was no infrastructure or anything else built around that to do some weird stuff and take a bunch of drugs. I'm cool with that.
And there's a great documentary about how Burning Man started and really how there's the city is created and then systematically removed, looking like it was never there. Like, it's crazy the amount of work that goes into that festival.
Like leave no footprint. Yeah. Like, I am all for that 100%, but now it's just like a bunch of rich assholes from Calabasas who want to seem like, oh, I want a picture for Instagram.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put on some goggles.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try ecstasy for the first time.
Right.
Exactly. You know, stop it, you clowns. You ruin everything. You ruin South by Southwest. You're ruining Burning Man. Coachella is done at this point. Like,
listen, you know Coachella's done when H&M had a line called Coachella.
Yes.
And they did, literally.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like at this point, are we just, is there anything that could be like new and organic that's not like just so bastardized?
Well, I think this is a good point. So a couple months ago, I went to that FYF Fest I mentioned to you before.
Yeah.
The one thing that was glaring to me, simply because I work in marketing too, was there was hardly a blip of corporate sponsorship around that. And that was a massive festival. But there wasn't Toyota balloons and there wasn't anything like that. It was literally just super musically driven. It was awesome. Like, those kind of festivals, I am down with. But, you know, there wasn't like the Toyota karaoke booth and the, you know, Kia, how many rubber ducks are in the car, count them and win shit. You know, like, they didn't have that.
I'm just not into that. I'm just not into anything that like 16-year-old girls want to flock to. That's just not.
I just don't think you're into anything with people.
Or people. Let me stay at home. Let me drink alone.
Maybe they'll stream it.
Yeah. You know, my girlfriend's dad streams almost every, because he's a huge, like there's a book called Dads Are the Original Hipsters.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever seen that. Her dad is like, he's in he'll be 60 next year.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, like, has been riding a bike for, you know, like being able to do all of his own work on a bike in jorts for the last 45 years.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't wear a helmet, like drinks like two cans of Budweiser a night, or used to until he met me. Now I've introduced him to the world of craft beer, but fixes everything himself. Like literally the epitome of what hipsters wish they could be.
Right.
But that's just him, who he is. Like, no, he doesn't give a damn about anyone else. Like, or what they think, but like, you know, what those hipsters so desperately trying to be.
He's hipster and he doesn't even know it.
Yes. That's why dads are the original hipsters.
I don't think mine is. I'm pretty sure he's not.
No.
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 No. He's a retired general.
So maybe on the other end. Maybe on the other thing. Yeah, you know, retired general.
But yeah, no. So
he wasn't in the 70s, he wasn't doing a lot of drugs. Is that what you're saying?
No.
Okay, yeah, probably not if you're a
No. My mom, on the flip side, grew up in Jersey, but she would take the train into the city and she would go see Bob Dylan play in the Village and Joan Baez and all that stuff. So when I came home from school for break in college one time, we were talking about marijuana. And I go, it was my mom and my grandmother sitting there. And my mom goes, yeah, I've never smoked it, but I don't know why it shouldn't be legal. I was like, bullshit, you haven't smoked weed. I go, you used to see Dylan in the Village. She goes, wasn't my thing. She's like, my friends all did. I tried it once. And I was like, that's not for me.
Really?
And so I said to I looked at my grandma and said, Nana, you ever smoked weed? She goes, no, but I'd love to. And I said,
yes.
And so I said, I got some. And they were like, what? And my mom goes, you drove with that in your car? I said, yep. And she goes, you have it here in the house? And I go, yeah. And I'm like, you want me to roll us a joint? And my grandma's like, yeah. So my mom goes, I guess. And so I go upstairs. I'm dying laughing in my childhood bedroom, rolling a joint for me and my mom and my grandma. Come back down. We light it up. And they both used to smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, smoke it like you would smoke a cigarette, but just not quite as much of the inhale. Okay. So I can feel myself already, you know, like, I'm like, feeling pretty good. So I was like, that's probably good. It was like half of it. And so I put it out and my mom's like, I feel nothing. See, this just doesn't do anything for me. Like, I really just don't feel anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I look over at my grandmother. She's got her hands behind her head like this, like leaning back on the couch, like laid back. And she goes, oh, remember when we used to live at the beach? And yeah. I go, yeah. She goes, that was the best. She's Scottish. She had this like thick Scottish accent. She's like, that was the best. And I was like, Nana, feeling good? She's like, yes.
Hell yes.
So, but it was pretty funny.
Your mom never ended up feeling it?
Nah.
Really?
Yeah. She was just like, this is just not for me.
Well.
Yeah.
But God bless Nana.
Oh, Nana would have done it every day if she could have.
And on that note, I feel like we round out our Beer for Breakfast podcast. What do you think of the Stone Pataskala Red IPA?
I really, really like it. Like I said, I don't taste enough red IPAs.
Yeah.
But I think this one is super solid. Like very easy drinking. This absolutely. 7.3. This is the perfect, it's not a sipping beer, but it's not a chugging beer. It's like a perfect kind of like sit down and chill out and talk with people. You know, play some cards kind of beer.
If you're going to host a podcast, a beer to drink it to.
Absolutely.
So make sure to check it out. It is available now at retailers near you. This has been another Beer for Breakfast podcast.